奉主圣名，再次在这里跟大家分享圣经的道理。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, I share Bible teachings with you.
下午继续要用当天上的门敞开的时候做题目来跟大家查考。
And this afternoon, I'd like to continue to use the topic when the doors of heaven opened.
早上我们提到，当这个天上的门敞开的时候，就是神从天上降玛拿来让以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候得到饱足。
This morning we shared that when doors of heaven opened, God sent manna to Israelites for them to be satisfied.
那这个玛拿呢，在旧约时代，它是实实在在的一个食物，让这些这么多的选民真的吃了40年，每一个人都吃得饱足了。
In the Old Testament, manna came down, which Israelites can touch and see, and they gathered this manna to feed them for 40 years.
物质上它确实曾经存在过。
And it happened, existed materially.
那可是当以色列百姓他们进了迦南地以后，他们吃了当地的出产之后，那个玛拿就停止了。
But when Israelites entered the land of Canaan, when they first ate the produce of that land, manna stopped coming down.
从他们吃土产的第一天开始，那个玛拿就停止，就停降，从此玛拿就不再出现了。
The first day that they ate the produce of the land, manna stopped coming down, and it hasn't come down since then.
所以在人类这么长久历史以来，就只有那么曾经四十年时间，玛拿从天上降下来，让人尝过这个粮食的滋味。
And in the history of humankind, only 40 years of that history did manna come down to feed man.
那这个玛拿其实在圣经里面有很深的预表性的。
Manna has a lot of deep meanings in the Bible.
我们早上提到这个玛拿，因为从天上的粮食来看，我们知道这是可以说是我们属灵的粮食，神的话语。
And we know that manna can be considered as spiritual food, the word of God.
但是更重要的，其实Manna 它预表了耶稣基督。
But more importantly, manna represented or prefigured Lord Jesus Christ.
因为从manna的每一个特性，我们都可以看到耶稣基督的他的特性以及主耶稣基督的影子。
We can see the shadows of Lord Jesus and characteristic of Lord Jesus in manna.
神的救恩呢，早在选民他们那个时代就已经一件一件的让百姓他们已经。预先尝到耶稣基督的滋味了。
Since the Old Testament, God's people had already tasted salvation.
那所以我们说所谓的预表，就是在旧约时代曾经出现过的，在新约在救恩上面，我们可以确确实实的看到再重复的被提到，而且它有它属灵的教训，以及很清楚的它的影子在当中。
And when we are talking about prefiguration, we're referring to those things that appear in the Old Testament that appear again in the New Testament, which we can see and hear.
我们今天下午就要来从新约圣经里面看这个玛拿它预表主耶稣基督这件事情，我们怎么了解，然后对我们来说我们怎么应用在我们的生活里。
Therefore, this afternoon, I'd like to share with you how Lord Jesus was this manna in flesh, and what kind of teaching can we learn from this?
我们来看一下约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章一开始就提到主耶稣喂饱了5000人。
The beginning of John chapter 6 talks about Lord Jesus Christ fed 5,000.
这是一个很大的神迹。
This is a great miracle.
那刚才我们在唱诗的时候。刘弟兄他所选用的一个图就是主要是喂饱5000人的那个照片呢。
One of the images that Brother Liu showed us during hymn sing was that of Jesus fed 5,000.
当我们看到那个图片的时候，我们有什么感觉
？What I don't know how we were feeling when we saw the picture.
当那个面包5条用一个大脆装着呢。
There were five big trays filled with breads.
那两条很大的鱼其实也是用一个盘子装着。
And two big fish in plates.
那他要告诉我们说，他实际上是要凸显出一个事实：耶稣用5个饼2条鱼让5000个人吃饱了。
And this picture is trying to show us that Jesus fed 5,000 with two fish and five breads.
那其实从圣经我们只是纯粹的读它这个5个饼2条鱼是小孩子带着的。
If we read the Bible, we'll know that a child has offered this two fish and five breads.
但是这个小朋友呢，这个童子呢，他一天要吃的食物，他可能在野外他准备要吃的。
And perhaps this is the food that the boy had brought with him to eat while he was in the wilderness.
没有像这么多，多到要用盘子装起来的。
And I don't think that he brought that much plate, food, so that he need a plate to hold them.
所以我个人觉得说，有时候我们在看这个其他教会他们所送出来的有关这些耶稣基督的照片呢，以及在描述主耶稣基督的神迹，他们所画的图，我们要小心。
So I personally believe that we need to be very careful when we are looking at images that other church have drew about Jesus' miracle.
因为有时候我们会误导了。
Because sometimes they may misguide us.
特别是有关主耶稣基督的画像啊。
Especially images of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在那个画里面都非常的英俊潇洒。
Jesus appeared to be very handsome in those images.
看得让人觉得说，哦，我想要跟随他。
And so that when you see him, you would want to follow him.
他把主耶稣基督美化了。
They've beautified Lord Jesus
Christ. 至少在他的外形上面把他美化了。
At least in his outer appearance.
但其实主耶稣基督照圣经所说的，以赛亚书说，他没有加显美貌，让我们会羡慕，想要跟从他。
But according to the Bible, Jesus has no outward appearances that are beautiful, so that we want to follow him.
那这个道理怎么样了解？
So how can we understand this teaching?
今天我们看到一个人，我们觉得说，哎，这个人我会想要像他一样。
Today when we see a person,
至少在外貌上，我会学着跟他打扮一样的。
That you will want to be like person, that person at least outwardly.
也就是说，我们会欣赏他啦。
That means that you admire him.
但是其实主耶稣基督的外貌，他在当时在活着的时候，没有任何人会想要羡慕他的那个外家庭，他的那个外貌的。
But when Jesus Christ was alive in this world, no one wanted to look like him.
从这个角度看，我们就知道所有的现在所画的耶稣像都是错的。
So from that perspective, we know that all the depiction of Lord Jesus Christ that we have today are false.
为什么主耶稣他不让他自己的形象留下来
？Why didn't Lord Jesus leave us an image of him？
因为这个就是人的罪，人很自然的会想要崇拜偶像的一个罪性。
Because mankind naturally wants to worship.
就是为什么神要让摩西的尸体不见了
？That's why God make Moses' body disappear.
这是为什么神要把以利亚先知把他接走了
？That's why God had to brought Elijah to heaven.
今天摩西的尸体如果留下来了
，If Moses' body were still here today，
圣经特别说以色列百姓就把他当偶像拜了。
The Bible tells us that people of Israel will worship this body.
今天以利亚如果也是活着，然后也死了在以色列百姓当中。
If Elijah died among the people, if Israel,
真的百姓也会把他当偶像拜。
Then people of Israel will worship him as an idol.
所以神的作为都有他的意义的。
Therefore, God's works have their own meaning.
主耶稣基督没有把他自己的形象留下来给我们任何以后人可以看到说，哦，耶稣长这个样子。
Jesus Christ did not leave us an image of him so that we know what he looked like.
因为耶稣基督他本来就是天上的神，他是个灵，他没有形象的。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is God in heaven, he has no image.
他既然成为人在地上，他成为一个卑微的人，没有任何一个人想要成为一个卑微的人的。
He came into this world, took the form of a lowly human.
那他其实要让我们明白，他是神是如何爱人。
He wants us to understand how much he loves us.
他要我们人真的能够跟随他的路，然后进到永生里面，得到这个神所预备的救恩。
He wants us to follow him and enter into eternity.
那所以主耶稣基督他在约翰福音第6章，他变饼给5000个人吃饱以后，很多人就想要拥护他当王了。
In John chapter 6, after Jesus Christ fed 5,000, many of them wanted to make Jesus a king.
那很多人想要跟随耶稣了。
So a lot of people wanted to follow Jesus.
圣经24节特别说了。
Verse 24 tells us.
他们去找耶稣了。
They went to seek for Jesus.
他们坐船到了那个加利利湖的对面去找耶稣。
They got into small boats and came to Capernaum to look for Jesus.
然后找到了就跟主耶稣说，哎，拉比啊，你什么时候到这里来的啊？
When they found him, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here?
26节主耶稣回答说，我实实在告诉你们啊，你们找我不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled.
主耶稣知道人的心。
Jesus Christ knew our hearts.
所以他们外表虽然去找耶稣，但是他们知道主耶稣所变的那个饼啊，跟那鱼啊，可能特别好吃啊。
They went to look for Jesus. Perhaps on the bread and the fish that Jesus provided them were more delicious.
因为这些人他们跟随耶稣为了要吃 耶稣变的饼。
Because these people follow Jesus for food.
表示说主耶稣所变的饼跟那个他们平常吃那个饼是不太一样的。
That means that the bread that Jesus transformed is different than the bread that they eat normally.
因为那是从主耶稣手上拿出来的。
Because this bread came from Jesus' hands.
那带着能力。
It has power.
它跟他们一般在家里自己吃不一样。
That's different than the bread that they eat at home.
那主耶稣知道以后就跟他们说，你们不要为这个必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus telling that do not work for the food that will perish, but for food that endure to eternal life.
那就是要，就是人子要赐给你们的。
Which the Son of Man will give to you.
那这个时候，众人第二十八节就问耶稣说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？
Then in verse 28, they ask him, "What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?"
那想到这个食物，他们一想到就是要做工，有工价才有办法得食物啊。
When they heard Jesus say, "food," immediately they thought they have to work for it.
这是人间的逻辑。
This is human logic.
那主耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
But in verse 28, Jesus answered them, Jesus answered, "This is the work of God that you believe in Him whom He has sent."
我们中文的翻译啊，其实有时候会不太能明白，为什么叫信神所差来的，这就是做神的功啊？那什么叫做这样叫做功？就是信神所差来的叫就是做神的功。
So how can belief in him who God has sent be doing work of God?
那其实英文另外一个翻译，他就说我们能够信神，其实是神的工作。
Another translation says that if we believe in Him, then that means we're doing the work of God.
这是神所成就的，不是人自己找，因为是神的恩典临到我们，神拣选的。
Because God has chosen us and His grace has come upon us.
这一个整件事件，众人能够来听到耶稣的话语，会觉得有智慧，其实是神的工作。
When people heard the words of Jesus and felt touched, that means that God is working among them.
那在这种情况下，主耶稣特别提到一件事情，有关于玛拿的。
In this situation, Jesus Christ mentioned manna.
因为百姓他们那时候提出来说，第三十节说，他们又说，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做了什么呢？
Verse 30, they said to him, "What then do you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you?"
所以三十一节，我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，如经上写着说，从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
31, our father ate the manna in wilderness, as it's written, he gave bread out of heaven to eat.
那他们所记的这个经上的话，其实就是诗篇七十八篇所记的，我们已经早上读过了。
Their response came from Psalm chapter 78, which we read this morning.
三十二节，耶稣回答他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。”
32, Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it's not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven."
那这个神的粮是从天上降下来，要赐生命给世界的。
For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven to give life to the world.
当百姓听到这些话以后，他们说：“主啊，将这个粮赐给我们，这个生命的粮，生的粮。”
When the people heard him, they said, "Lord, give us this bread."
35节，主耶稣回答说：“我就是生命的粮。”
Verse 35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life."
所以这里主耶稣已经很清楚地定义他自己是谁。
Jesus clearly proclaimed who he was.
他说他就是生命的粮。
He said that I am the bread of life.
是神降下，从天上降下来，要赐生命给这个世界的。
He was given by God and sent into this world to save the world.
那如果吃这个粮的，到我这里来的，吃了就不饿，也不会渴，信了就不会渴。
He who comes to me will not hunger, he who believes in me will never thirst.
那所以耶稣基督他自己已经 很明白了，向世人宣告他就是这个生命的粮。
Jesus had told plainly to the people that he is the bread of life.
他把他自己跟这个百姓在旷野的时候所吃过的这个玛拿做个比较。
He compared himself to the manna which the people ate in the wilderness.
以前的祖先他们在旷野吃过玛拿，他们死了。
Their father ate manna in the wilderness and they perished.
现在活着的人如果吃了耶稣他就是天上的粮，那么他主耶稣说就永远不死。
But if you eat this bread from life, which is Jesus, you will never die.
我们来看一下第四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
他说因为我父的意思叫一切见子而信的人得永生，而且在末日我要将他复活。
For this is the will of my father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. Now I myself will raise him up on the last day.
末吃了这个粮的人末日要复活了。
Those who ate this bread will resurrect on the last day.
那就是跟祖宗吃过玛拿做一个很明显的对比了。
And this is a very strong contrast to those who ate manna in the wilderness.
我们看58节。
That's read verse 58.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了。
This is the bread which came down from heaven. And as the fathers ate and died, he who eats this bread will live forever.
在这个地方，主耶稣他把他自己说成他是生命的粮。
Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
然后他跟玛拿做比较。
And he compared himself to manna.
他自己就是这个属灵的玛拿。
He himself is this spiritual manna.
把玛拿的意义提升到属灵的层次来了。
He elevated manna to a spiritual level.
而且他就是可以让人吃的。
And he can, his food that people can eat.
那在这种主耶稣的信息当中。
In Jesus' message,
所谓要吃玛拿，其实主耶稣在约翰福音第六章就已经讲出了那个圣餐的意义了。
Actually, Jesus has already explained the meaning of Holy Communion in John chapter 6.
在圣餐，我们如果看第五十一节哈。
If you read verse 51,
我就是从天上降下来生命的粮。
I'm the living bread that came down out of heaven.
人若吃这个粮，就必永远活着。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐的。
And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh.
这个信息让这个犹太人非常的惊讶。
The Jews were amazed by his message.
他们就说这个人怎么能够把他的肉给我们吃呢？
They said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
其实这样在当时代，他们听到主耶稣这样讲，这样反应是很正常的了。
Actually, this was a very normal reaction.
因为他们还没有真的认识耶稣是谁。
Because they had not yet known who Jesus is.
他们听到有人说我的肉你是可以吃的，哇！他们真的觉得不可思议。
When they heard someone said that you can eat my flesh, they think that this is too hard to understand.
那可是主耶稣跟他们说，五十三节这样说。
But in verse 53, Jesus said,
他说我实在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。那吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我将他复活。
54. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
那我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
55. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
那吃我肉喝我血的人就藏在我里面，我就藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, I in him.
所以主耶稣在这个地方他讲到他是可以真的被人吃进去的。
Jesus said that he can truly be eaten by
God. 然后他要赐生命给人。
And he will give us life.
那吃了之后有这个生命，他说末日永远活着，即使死了末日还要再复活。
After you eat the flesh of Jesus, you will resurrect on the last day.
主耶稣基督他是生命的粮。
Jesus Christ is the bread of life.
这件事情我们一定要去深深的了解它的意义在哪里。
So we have to have a very deep understanding of this message.
今天我们借着 领受圣餐，我们知道我们如果领受圣餐，我们就有永生在里面，我们末日会复活，我们相信主耶稣讲的这句话。
We know and we believe what Jesus said. We know that if we partake Holy Communion, we will have life in us. On the last day, we will resurrect.
那当时候很多门徒 听不下去啊。
Many of his disciples cannot understand this.
他们就走了，他们就离开耶稣了。
So they left Jesus.
可是主耶稣特别针对他们这样的作为跟他的门徒交代啊。
Yet Jesus told his disciples.
我们看六十一节。
In verse 61.
六十一节，耶稣心里知道门徒为这个话议论，就对他们说：“这话是叫你们厌弃吗？”
Jesus, conscious that his disciples grumble at this, said to them, "Does this cause you to stumble?"
倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？
Well then, if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before,
表示说，如果你们看见人子升天，复活升天回到天上去，你们会怎么样？你们有什么反应？
Meaning that, what would you react if you see the Son of Man resurrect and ascend to heaven?
其实已经预告耶稣基督他复活，他死的他复活的。
Jesus is telling that telling them that he will resurrect.
复活之后他还要升天。
And after he resurrected, he was sent to heaven.
第六十三节特别说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Verse 63, it's the spirit who gives life, and flesh profits nothing. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and are life.
但是你们中间有不信的人呢？
But there are some of you who do not believe.
当这主耶稣的这些话语啊，
Jesus' words.
今天我们是不是相信？
Do we believe them?
还是我们还是也是在这当时候听众当中，有些人他信不下去，觉得可能吗？
Or are we those who do not believe in His word and think that's impossible?
但是如果我们愿意相信，
But if we're willing to believe,
主耶稣基督他就要成为我们，他就要成为我们的生命。
Jesus Christ will become our life.
他就要像百姓吃玛瑙的时候，真的得到饱足，然后心中喜乐。
He will be our joy and satisfaction, just like when the people of Israel ate manna.
所以主耶稣基督就是这个玛瑙本身。
Jesus Christ is manna himself.
我们需要领受。
We need to receive it.
我们要领受他的话语。
We need to receive his word.
我们要借由圣餐领受耶稣的肉跟血。
And receive his flesh and blood through holy communion.
那么我们就耶稣基督就在我们里面。
Then Jesus Christ will be in us.
我们也在他里面。
And we will be in him.
那末日他要叫我们复活。
On the last day, he shall resurrect us.
我们必永远不死。
We shall live forever.
这样一个信息，我们一定要永远记住。
We need to remember always this message.
那我们说，玛拿它是玛拿是伴着这个露水出现的。
And we said that manna appeared with dew.
我们早上已经说过，神的话语一定要伴随圣灵。哦，这个真理一定要伴随圣灵，才会让我们看见。
This morning we said that truth has to accompany by Holy Spirit so that we can see it.
那从这个角度，我们就知道圣灵跟基督是分不开的。
From this angle, we know that Jesus and Holy Spirit are inseparable.
所以我们说，今天我们如果真的拜耶稣的人呢、啊、
？So if people who truly worship Jesus,
那个神的灵他会感动，会带领我们。
Then God will move them and guide them with His Spirit.
有时候甚至我们都还不知道那个真理在哪里的时候，神的灵就感动，然后就引导他。
Sometimes we might not even know where truth is, but God will guide us to it.
有时候甚至那个灵亲自降给他。
He even gives us His Holy Spirit.
我们在台湾有一个柯弟兄，他的妈妈。
There's a brother Ke in Taiwan whose mother.
他们以前其实也不是信基督教的人，他们是拜佛的家庭哦。
And they were a Buddhist family.
他见证说他的祖母过世的时候，
he 那个
家觉得阴森森的，觉得好像就是看了那个进了他的房间，就那个进了他祖母的房间，觉得很恐怕、很恐惧、阴森森的感觉。
He testified that after his grandmother passed away, the house felt very spooky.
虽然他自己的祖母是非常慈祥、非常可以亲近的人。
Even though his grandmother was a very nice and merciful person,
不知道为什么，就是当他祖母过世之后，他就不敢进他的房间去了。
But for some reason, after his grandma passed away, he was afraid to enter her room.
后来他们他的父亲在外面的时候接触到基督教，就把他整个家带来信耶稣了。
When his father heard about Christianity, he brought his entire family to Jesus.
那时候他们就在其他教会受洗信主。
So they were baptized and in another church.
他们信主之后，他们的这个家的那个环境哦就改变了。
After they came to Christ, their family changed.
他也不会再想要，不会害怕说这个房子他会这样阴森森的感觉就没有了。
Or the house environment changed, and he no longer feel that the house is spooky.
那他的妈妈，我们这柯弟兄的妈妈呢？他在聚会当中就听到，也就读圣经。
Brother Ko's mother, in sermon, she was reading the Bible.
她读圣经的时候，就读到圣灵有关圣灵的事情。
While she was reading the Bible, she came across Holy Spirit.
她就存着一个非常单纯谦卑的心，跟主耶稣祷告说：“主啊，你这个圣灵就是真的，你把圣灵赐给我啊。”
With a pure and sincere heart, she prayed to God, asked God to give her the Holy Spirit.
她就这样祷告，她真的得圣灵啊。
And this was how she prayed, and God gave her the Spirit.
她口里说出灵言了。
She spoke in tongue.
她很惊讶，为什么会这样子？
She was very surprised.
跑去跟她的教会的牧师说。
And then she went to her minister.
那个牧师说：“你疯了吗？”
And the minister said, "Are you crazy?"
现在这个时代哪有人在还要在说灵言这种事情？还有圣灵不是这样，圣灵你就你信的时候就在你心里面了。
When you receive the minister said that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe. You shouldn't be speaking tongues.
因为他那时候他的妈妈得圣灵以后，他有一个圣灵的感动，就跑去跟他的牧师说， Because、我们应该要奉耶稣的名求圣灵。
When the mother received the Holy Spirit, she was moved by the Holy Spirit to tell the minister that we need to pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个讲台是主耶稣的，我们要讲神的话语。
So we need to speak of Jesus' words.
嘿，他这样一讲，要还都被那牧师臭骂一顿了。
But when she told minister that the minister scolded her,
那时候他觉得很奇怪啊。
She felt very confused.
但是他领受圣灵这个感动，这个事实是没有办法抹杀的。
But no one can deny the truth that she received the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙的，那时候她其实也不知道很多真理，她也不知道圣经里面是这样写的。
She didn't know the truth that was recorded in the Bible.
但是圣灵就感动她。
But the Holy Spirit moved her.
就了解到这个道理，圣灵是要奉耶稣的名求。
To understand the truth that you need to pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那得圣灵的证据就是能够讲灵言。
Receive the Holy Spirit, and the sign of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking tongues.
那后来呢？他这个家庭呢，是因为跟我们当时候在基隆的教会的一个姐妹接触到了。
Later on, this family got in touch with a sister.
然后就把他们带到真耶稣教会来。
Sister of our church, and this sister brought them to our church.
他们也是经过很长一段波折。
After many ups and downs.
他们一听到真耶稣教会的道理，一看到我们的祷告，他说祷告是那一样的。
When she saw how our church prays, she said that we pray the same way.
马上就觉得说这个灵是一样，这是跟我的圣灵一样。
Immediately, she knew that we have the same spirit as her.
然后，但是因为那时候，因为他们家离教会比较远，她觉得很不方便。
But because she lives far away from church, she felt very inconvenient.
一直没有真的到教会里面来聚会，来加入受洗加入教会里面。
To worship, so it took her a very long time before she come to church and
get baptized. 可是神就一再的用异梦跟异象 来感动他。
But God continually moved her through visions and dreams.
让他 做了几个异梦、啊、
God gave her a few dreams.
其中一个异梦是说，她想要去拿一支伞来撑伞遮雨。
One of them was she was about to take an umbrella to shelter her from rain.
奇怪，怎么拿的伞通通都是破的，没有用。
All the umbrella that she took was broken.
他醒过来了，为什么我拿伞撑伞，这个伞都没有用呢
？So then she woke up and she wondered how come none of the umbrella works.
那后来渐渐的他跟教会的人有接触，带到教会，他就明白哦，原来真耶稣教会这个才是神的教会。
As she got in touch with church members gradually, she came to understand that this is the true church.
然后他就来到真耶稣教会来受洗了。
So she came to our True Jesus Church and was baptized.
就归入主耶稣基督的名下，真的让她的罪得赦免。
She was baptized into Jesus' name and her sins were forgiven.
所以耶稣基督的真理跟圣灵是分不开的。
Therefore, Jesus and Holy Spirit and truth are inseparable.
她想要真的去寻找耶稣的时候，圣灵就感动她。
When she wanted to seek Jesus, Jesus' Holy Spirit moved her.
那当他来教会听道理的时候，因为圣灵的感动，他马上进入真理里面去了。
Because when she come to true church, because of the movement of the Holy Spirit, she entered into the truth immediately.
因为这个教会里面在讲真理，讲神的话。
Because this church speak the true the word of God.
那让我们来看到说圣灵跟教会也分不开。
So from this we see that Holy Spirit and church they two are inseparable.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is body of Christ.
那基督他在这边宣告天国的福音是用他的话语。
Jesus proclaimed the gospel of kingdom of heaven with his words.
那用他的权柄神迹来印证他所讲的道。
He proved his words with miracles, signs, and wonders.
那所以教会如果是基督的身体，一定要具备同样的特性。
So if a church is the body of Christ, then this body must exhibit the same characteristic of Jesus.
所以我们就看到说，教会跟圣灵跟教会也分不开。
So we see that Holy Spirit and church they are inseparable.
那我们就看到说，为什么玛拿随着圣灵降，随着露水降下来
？That's why when we see manna that came down with dew.
那表示说在以色列百姓他们这一段旷野路程里。
And this means that in the journey of the wilderness,
他们每一天都有露水。
Like every morning, there's dew.
每一天，他们不管是人跟牲畜，他们都得到滋润。
Every day, no matter you're a person or animal, you will be nourished by this dew.
他们每一天都能够领受玛纳，有玛纳就一定要有露水。
Because every day they eat manna, and if there's manna, there has to be dew.
当然，安息日要除外了。
Of course, except for Sabbath.
但是安息日，神已经早就给他们预备他们的食物给他们。
But God has already prepared food they should eat on Sabbath.
那所以我们就看到说，圣灵跟耶稣基督，圣灵跟神的话语，圣灵跟教会都离不开。
So we see that Holy Spirit and the truth, Holy Spirit and Jesus, Holy Spirit and church, they are inseparable.
那我们知道。主耶稣基督他的来到人间呢、啊，他不是突然之间发生的一件事件呢、啊。
Jesus not come into this world in an instant.
耶稣基督是神为救恩所特别准备的救赎的一个最重要的步骤。
Jesus Christ was the most important element of the salvation plan.
加太书第四章第四节特别说，当日子满足的时候。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us that when the days are filled.
那这个。耶稣基督呢，他就要借着女子被生下来。
Jesus Christ will be born of a virgin, of a woman.
而且生在律法以下。
Born under the law.
因为这个律法这一条路是神早就预备好的，铺好的。
Because God has already paved the way of the law.
主耶稣基督的出现，早在创世以前，神就已经放进他的计划里。
God's already prepared the birth of Jesus in the plan of salvation before the creation of the world.
就好像玛纳的降下也不是突然出现的。
Just like manna did not come down on earth in an instant.
当初神要摩西，要他们不用他昂首走出埃及的时候，神早就已经预备好了。
God had already prepared manna before Moses asked Israelites to exit Egypt.
要怎么样让这群人在旷野不会饿死？
How is it possible that this group of people will not suffer hunger in the wilderness?
所以主耶稣降生也不是偶然的事情，跟玛纳都是一样的。
So Jesus' birth was not a coincidence.
是神精心设计的救赎计划里面的一个重要的一环。
It was one of the key elements of God's salvation plan.
今天如果我们相信。
Today, if we believe,
我们就不会灭亡。
Then we will not perish.
所以约翰福音第三章这样说。
That's why John chapter 3 says.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
请看十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音的三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为他就是那个生命的粮。
Because he's the bread of life.
我们信的人就是愿意领受，把他吃进来。
Those who believe in him will receive him and take him.
那我们吃了之后，我们得生命。
After we eat this, then we will have life.
主耶稣给我们这个生命还不是普通的生命。
And this is no ordinary life.
是永生，而且他叫我们在这个世上的生命能够更丰盛。
This is eternal life, and this will cause us to have more abundant life while in this world.
所以约翰福音十章里面，主耶稣说，他来是要叫羊得生命，而且得丰盛的生命。
That's why in John chapter 10, Jesus said that he came to so that we can have life and have it abundantly.
主耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ，
他的出现是神的计划。
He came because it was part of God's salvation plan.
然后主耶稣基督，他是为选民预备的。
Jesus Christ, furthermore, was prepared for the chosen ones.
那有时候我们就会想，那主耶稣基督他的降生不是为所有的世人吗？他不是神爱世人，给每一个人都有机会吗？
And we may say that didn't Jesus come to the world to give everyone in the world a chance for salvation?
神给每一个人都有同样的机会，没有错。
It's true that everyone has equal opportunity.
因为主耶稣基督他说，神爱世人是把这个独生子赐给世人的。
Because God said that he loved the world so that he gave his only begotten son to us.
但是只有对那些相信耶稣人，主耶稣基督才有意义，他对他们才有意义。
But only to those who are willing to believe can Jesus Christ be meaningful to them.
不愿意相信的。
Those who are unwilling to believe.
主耶稣的诞生，主耶稣的作为，主耶稣所安排的一切，人如果不愿意接受。
Jesus' birth, Jesus' works, and everything about Jesus.
那其实对他们生命都没有改变。
It will not cause any transformation in their lives.
那所以今天这样一个救恩，他给我们主耶稣特别说，白白的给的。
Jesus tells us that his salvation shall be given to us freely.
为选民预备，而且白白给选民。
It's prepared for the chosen people, and it shall be given to them freely.
就像玛拿白白的给他的选民一样。
Just like how manna was given to his chosen people freely.
主耶稣派门徒出去要传福音的时候，特别跟他们交代一件事。
Before Jesus Christ sent disciples to preach the gospel,
马太福音第十章里面，这永远都是我们在传福音的时候，我们应该有的心态。
He gave them this one instruction in Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音的十章第八节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 8.
马太福音十章第八节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 8.
从第七节开始，第七节。
Let's read from verse 7.
随走随传说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
As you go preaching, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely you receive, freely give.
在这里，这句话其实有两个含义的。
There are two meanings to this phrase.
对当时候 的门徒来说，
To disciples at that time,
主耶稣派他们出去给他们权柄。
Jesus sent them out and gave them authority.
这个权柄是主耶稣白白给他。
Jesus gave them this authority without any
cost. 所以他们可以医病。
So that they can heal the sick.
他们可以赶鬼。
They can cast out demons.
他们可以去宣告天国近了这个福音的信息。
They can proclaim the message of salvation, which is the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后主耶稣要求他们，你们去叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。
Jesus
叫死人复活。
Jesus told them to go and cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, and resurrect the dead.
就是执行主耶稣给的权柄。
To administer the authority and power that Jesus gave them.
这些权柄是白白给的。
This authority was given to them freely.
然后你们要白白的舍去。
And Jesus told them that you have to give it freely.
所以今天凡是被神所差遣的去传福音的人。
Therefore, everyone who was called by Jesus
or sent by Jesus. 所做的一切事情其实都是从主来的。
By Jesus to preach the gospel, every word that
we
do was given by Jesus.
我们就要白白的舍去。
Since we receive it freely, you have to give it freely.
所以我们去做工就没有任何的说我应该得到一个什么样的奖赏，一个什么 credit.
Therefore, when we do work, we shouldn't seek for any credits.
因为这是主耶稣给白白给的。
Because Jesus has given this to us freely.
他要求我们要白白的舍去。
And he requires us to give it out freely.
这是对门徒来说一个很重要的信息。
So this is a very important message to disciples.
所以他们出去传福音的时候，
when they were going about to preach the gospel,
他们就不会建立自己所谓自己的势力了。
They wouldn't build up their own power.
自己的势力范围，自己的 territory, 就是这个都是我的，这个都是我的。
They wouldn't establish their own territory and say that this is mine.
不会，因为这个都是从神来的，都是神白白给的。
Because their work came from God, it's given by to them by God freely.
为什么鬼出去了？
Why did demon was leave the people?
为什么病得医治的？
How come illness can be healed?
这个源头都从神来。
It's because of God.
这些门徒都是一个工具而已。
Disciples are only a tool.
要让福音能够被传出去，让属神的人能够听到他的声音，然后进入得到这个救恩。
So that the gospel can be preached and people can come to believe in Jesus and receive salvation.
那把这个信息把它扩大成我们今天每一个人去传福音。
If we extend this message to every one of us who preach the gospel,
也是一样的道理啊。
Same teaching.
我们今天带领人来信主。
Today, when we lead a person to believe in Christ,
因为我们已经先尝到这个主恩的滋味了。
Since we've already tasted the goodness of Christ,
我们有神的心，愿意更多人跟我们一起分享这个神的救恩。
We want everyone to share the salvation.
我们是白白的舍出去。
With us, and we give it freely.
因为我们已经从主耶稣那边白白得来了。
Since we have received it from Jesus freely,
所以我们在带领我们的朋友，不管是谁来教会的时候，我们都不会说这个是属我的。
So when we bring people to church, we wouldn't say that this they are mine.
我们不会说这个是我的慕道者。
We wouldn't say that this is my truth seeker.
别人最好都不要跟他讲什么。
It's better if no one talks to them.
要讲什么要都要通过我。
If you want to talk to my true seeker, you have to.
如果我们有这个心态的时候，我们已经错了。
If we have this kind of attitude, then we're wrong.
因为主耶稣已经特别说了。
Because Jesus said,
白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
Freely you receive, freely give.
这个叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
那我们已经分享过， 得救是本乎本乎恩因着信。
We've already shared how grace is by faith through faith.
我们不用花钱就可以得到宝珠，这个都是真的是 free 的。
We can be satisfied without spending any money, and this is free.
有关你玛瑙的事情，主耶稣说，那神说要百姓自行去取哦，是拾取，自己去捡回来。
God told the people to gather manna.
其实你看，捡玛瑙对在当时候百姓来说很简单的。
To people at that time, it's very gathering manna is a very simple act.
他只要按时起床。
They only need to wake up on time.
他绝对不能够睡到太阳跑出来。
And they can't sleep until the sun rises.
按时起床，出去坐帐篷周围走一圈就好了。
Wake up on time, go outside the camp and walk around it.
然后就提着篮子，很自然就把那个玛瑙都捡进来了。
And naturally, they'll gather manna.
那捡进来的时候，你就有咯。
After they gather manna, the manna belongs to them.
所以他说，你们出去周围走一圈。
So go outside the camp and walk around.
只要有捡就有结果。
As long as you gather, you will have results.
今天我们来领受主耶稣基督的话语。
Today we come here to receive God's word.
我们来相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
我们其实也是要用这个这么简单的方法而已啊。
We only need to use this very simple methods.
就是起来到我们的教会走一走。
And that is, rise up, walk around church.
那我们就来这边能够捡到神的话。
Then in this way we can gather God's word.
来这边就把耶稣基督捡到我的身体，捡进来然后吃到我的身体里面来了。
We can gather Lord Jesus and partake him.
有时候我们会觉得说，诶，这个教会聚会讲道的时候啊，这个讲道人哦不太会讲，那我觉得今天都没有什么收获。
Sometimes we feel that sermon speaker is not very eloquent. I feel that I didn't gain anything today.
其实问题出在我们自己。
But actually, we are the problem.
今天不管谁站在台上领会。
Today, no matter who's on the pulpit giving the sermon.
只要他所讲的信息是按照圣经。
As long as his message was given according to the Bible.
只要我们的内容里面是按着真理来分解这个主耶稣的话语。
As long as the content was according to the truth.
有时候人解释的不太好，或者是用的例子没有那么很贴切。
Even though the explanation or the examples that he gave might not be very good.
但其实那都没有关系。
But that's okay.
因为我们可以读圣经，我们会看到神的话也是这样子讲的。
Because we can still read the Bible, see how the word of God was written.
每一次聚会，如果我们从圣经里面看到一些话语，让我们真的很感动。
In every service, if we read some words of God, and are touched.
我们捡到了一些神的话语，就是主耶稣基督的这个。他的灵，他的生命。
If we gather some of the words of God and gather spirits and life of Jesus,
那么我们就一定得到宝珠了。
Then we will be satisfied.
那更不用说我们来教会去，本来就也就是要来敬拜神的。
And furthermore, we come to church to worship God.
那我们也来捡，我们也是来捡玛瑙。
At the same time, we're here to gather manna.
所以不管是谁
，So no matter who.
只要根据圣经，
Who's giving the sermon, as long as
我们都能够得到造就。
Give it according to the Bible,
但是我们要一定要走来。
Then we will be edified, but it's very important that we need to come near.
我们绝对不能觉得说今天是谁领会，我不要去了。
We shouldn't be saying that oh this person is giving a sermon today, therefore I should not go.
这样子我们的灵性绝对不会饱足。
If we act this way, then our spirituality will never be satisfied.
因为从心里面就错。
Because our attitude is wrong inherently.
那既然是要自己去。自己去来拾取。
Since we have to gather manna ourselves,
那圣经告诉我们说，我们就要殷勤。
So the Bible tells us that we need to be diligent.
我们要殷勤，不可懒惰。
We need to be diligent and not be lazy.
那罗马书说不要殷勤，不可懒惰，他当然讲了很多方面。
When the Book of Romans tells us to be diligent and not lazy,
但是从听神的话语这件事来说，希伯来书第十章就告诉我们，所谓的殷勤就是不可停止聚会。
Is referring to many other stuff, but in Hebrews it tells us that when we are diligent and not lazy, we should use this kind of attitude in attending service.
我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews 10:25.
你们不可停止聚会，像好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day drawing near.
不可停止聚会，这个是一个一种啊一种态度了。
Do not forsake gathering together. This refers to an attitude.
因为我们要常常记得，我们不见得永远有明天。
Because we need to always have this in mind that we will not always have tomorrow.
因为有时候我们常常想说，我今天没有去听到你没关系啊。
Because sometimes we say to ourselves, it's okay if I don't go to a service today.
那反正我以后还有机会。
I have more opportunities in the future.
但是不见得是这样子。
But that might not be the case.
因为希伯来书第三章这样说。
Because Hebrews chapter 3 tells us.
我们看希伯来书三章十三节。
Let's see Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Encourage one another day after day as long as it's called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
要趁着还有今天，今天才是我们的。
Today belongs to us.
明天就不一定了。
Tomorrow might not be the case.
因为没有人能够掌握明天。
Because no one can hold tomorrow.
除了神以外。
Except for God.
那所以我们的殷勤，我们不可停止，是因为一定要觉得说，我今天要趁着我还有今天，我要来去亲近神。
And we need to be diligent, do not stop coming to our service, and we should do it while it's cold today.
让我们知道日子临近的时候，更应当如此。
And we should do this even more when we know that a day is drawing near.
来到教会的时候，我们是彼此劝勉。
When we come to church, we encourage one another.
用爱心互相激励。
Encourage one another in love.
所以我们每个人灵性都健壮。
So that we can build up our spirituality.
那 mana 我们知道它是可以用各种不同方法吃啊，而且经过各种不一样的考验啊。
We know that we can eat manna in many different ways.
可以把它磨成粉，可以把它煮，可以把它烤。
We can grind it into meals and we can bake it and cook it.
既然 mana 它预表耶稣基督。
So if manna represents Jesus Christ.
它也在告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他为了要承认这个救恩，他经历了多少艰难。
This tells us or teaches us that when Jesus is trying to complete the work of salvation, he went through many tests and troubles.
主耶稣所经历的艰难，如果我们仔细去想想看的话
，So if we remember or ponder upon all the hardship that he went through,
我们今天所经历的，其实主耶稣都经历过了。
Every difficulties that we go through, Jesus Christ had already gone through.
因为圣经说，主耶稣他既然成为肉身。那我们今天肉身所会经历的一些最苦的事情，最不可能承受的，耶稣基督帮我承受了。
Because Jesus Christ, while he was in this world in flesh, he had already tasted the bitterest part of life.
他为我们付了代价。
He's paid the price for us.
所以我们就不用再付了。
So that we don't need to pay.
那主耶稣说他为我们舍了他的命，他的身体。
Jesus Christ has sacrificed his body for us.
那所以我们今天把它领受吃进来。
That's why we can partake in and into our body.
耶稣基督的身体，你看就像那个玛拿，他把它磨成粉，把它做成饼。
Jesus Christ's body is just like manna, which we can grind to meals.
然后做成饼，所以今天为什么我们圣餐饼是无效饼
？Make it into bread. That's why in Holy Communion we use unleavened bread.
然后我们把它领受进来的。
And then we partake it.
然后就有生命在我们里头，我们就得到宝珠。
In this way,
获得喜乐。
We have life in us. We can be satisfied and have joy.
所以主耶稣基督他进入我们的生命里面。
And in this way, Jesus Christ entered our life.
那主耶稣的话是比蜜更甘甜的。
Jesus' word is sweeter than honey.
那就像玛拿，他说味道是清淡的，但是是像掺了蜜的薄饼。
Just like how the taste of manna is like that of wafer mixed with honey.
像掺了蜜的薄饼嘛，事实上是有滋味，但是是淡淡的，要慢慢去体会的。
Like wafer mixed with honey, it has a taste, but you need to appreciate it slowly.
神的话语在诗篇第十九篇这样描述。
Psalm chapter 19 describes the word of God as.
请看诗篇十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇，我们来看一下第七节。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7.
从第九节开始啊，第九节。
Let's start from verse 9.
诗篇的十九篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 9.
神的道理洁净，存到永远；神的典章真实，全然公义。十节。
10.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金可羡慕；比蜜甘甜，且比蜂皇下滴的蜜甘甜。这里提到说，神的话语比蜜甘甜。
The word of God is sweeter than honey.
那神的话语比金子更可羡慕，更有价值。
It's more desirable and valuable than gold.
那神的道理是洁净的。
the word of God is clean.
是让我们听了以后，吃了以后，让我们真的全然干净，我们的心思意念都得到洁净。
After we eat it, hear it, then our heart, our everything about us will be clean.
然后他是他说神的典章是全然公义的，神给我们的信息就是让我们能够走在神的路上。
And God's word is true and just, so that we can walk on His way.
那这个话语一定要吃，一定要领受。
So we have to eat this word and part and receive it.
圣经旧约圣经里面记载，这个先知哦，他们曾经尝过神话语的滋味。
Prophets in the Old Testament describe what the word of God tastes like.
那个耶利米先知他在耶利米书十五章里面这样描这样说了哦，他的感受了。
Prophet Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah chapter 15 describe.
耶利米书的第十五章哦。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
他说：“主万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。”
Your words were found and I ate them, and your words became for me a joy and delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name.
他得着神的言语，就把它当食物吃了以后，心中就充满喜乐。
When he found the words of God, he ate them, and then his heart was filled with joy.
我们如果也能够把主耶稣基督哦迎接到我们的心里面来
，If we can receive Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts,
常常借着不断的来聚会
，and through attending service regularly,
不断的从这个神的话语、圣经里面去领受这些属灵的粮食。
And through reading the Bible, we can receive spiritual food.
不断的借着跟弟兄姐妹互相的交通，彼此激励。
If we encourage one another and have fellowship with one another,
我们一定也能够感受到先知这种体会。
Then we can definitely have the same experience as the prophets.
人活着
when a person's
alive, 因着有耶稣基督的这个食物
a person's alive when he has the food of Jesus.
我们的生命满足。
His life will be filled with satisfaction.
不会觉得空虚。
He will not feel empty.
所以我们生命里面就不会觉得无聊。
And so that he will not feel bored.
我们永远会觉得说有主耶稣在，人生没有空洞。
He will always feel that as long as he has Jesus, his life will not be filled with darkness and emptiness.
那我们也真的能够体会到主耶稣他所讲那句话的意义。
Then this way we can truly appreciate what Jesus means when he says.
我们最后来看马太福音第四章。
In Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
请看第八节。
Verse 8.
第四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
It's written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我们活着一定要靠神口里所出的话。
We have to rely on the word of God to stay alive.
一定要有耶稣基督。
And we need to have Lord Jesus Christ in our life.
那么我们的生命一定是得到满足的。
Only in this way can we have satisfaction in
our life. 我们的心中一定是充满喜乐的。
Can we have joy in our hearts?
因为这个天上的门一打开以后，
Because when heavenly doors opened,
这些应许今天都在我们的眼前了。
All these promises will be fulfilled before our eyes.
也已经都准备好了，只要我们愿意来领受，我们就得到。
They are ready prepared for us as long as we believe in it.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus Christ help us.
我真的能够从耶稣基督，从他的话语里面得到我们生命的满足。
So that through His word we can receive satisfaction of life.
我们这节聚会到这里。
We will conclude this session here.
我们一起默祷结束。
Let's end it with a prayer.